Meeting comes to order here on December 14th for the Chatham County Savannah Metropolitan Planning Commission. I ask you to please stand for an invocation and the pledge allegiance following. Mr. Wayne Noah, lead us in prayer, please.
Father, we thank you for your time and this gathering. Take your business and Metropolitan Planning Commission, I pray that you give us clear minds and direction. Pray for the servicemen and women and those who are not here today.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Thank you for everybody being here today. Our last meeting of the year. I will go into the rules of the meeting, the agenda. And it's broken down into several parts. First, notices, proclamations, and acknowledgements. Next, the consent agenda, which consists of items for which the applicant is in agreement with the staff recommendation and there are no known objections. This will be followed by regular business, old business, and adjournment. For each agenda item on regular business, the staff will make a presentation. The staff presentation will be followed by a presentation by the petitioner, should they elect to do so. The petition will be allotted a time frame of no more than 20 minutes if needed. The board may then ask questions of the petitioner or staff for clarification. Afterwards, the floor will be open for public comment. If you wish to comment on that item that the board is considering at the time, use the raise your hand feature on your computers at home. That's on your computer screen. Do not use the feature until the item you want to comment on is being considered. At the appropriate time, you will be recognized. Staff will unmute your microphone. At the end of your allotted time, as determined by the chair, your microphone will be muted and the chair will recognize the next speaker. The total public comment time will be equivalent to the petitioner's presentation time. Therefore, it is important that you again use raise your hand feature on your computer screen during the hearing on that item if you want to speak on a petition. Once the floor is closed for public comment on a petition, no additional public speakers will be allowed. If you are not certain you want to speak, still use the raise your hand feature. You will have an option to decline when your name is called. After the public comment, the petitioner will have the opportunity for rebuttal and then additionally need the questions by the board. Finally, the board will take action. Okay? We will start with approval of the agenda. I need a motion.
Motion to approve, Noah.
Cole, second.
We'll do a verbal vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone against? Okay. Notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. January 18th, 2022 is our regular MPC next meeting being held here at 1:30 p.m. Notices, December 14th, we had a personnel committee meeting. And we had today as well, that was at 10:30. At 11 o'clock, we had a finance committee meeting and all went well. Proclamations and acknowledgements. Acknowledgement of Eula Parker, who is not here today. I believe it's her brother-in-law.
Her brother.
Passed. So please keep her family in your prayers. Eula's term is up at the end of this year and we will honor her the next meeting, but please keep her family in your prayers. It's not a good time or any good time to lose anybody, especially at the holiday season. Items being requested to be removed. This will require a vote. Zoning map amendment, 7672 Johnny Mercer Boulevard. Rezone request from R1 to EQ to R312. I need a motion.
Motion to remove from final agenda, Noah.
Cole, second.
Verbal vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone against? Motion passes. We'll go to consent agenda. Approval of the November, we're going to do 7, 8, 9 all together at one time. Approval of November 23rd, 2021 briefing and regular meeting minutes. Authorization resolution to extend the 2021 claims period for Chatham County Savannah Metropolitan Planning Commission Flexible Independent Care Benefits Plan. And the item number nine is the 2022 holiday schedule amendment. I need a motion.
Motion to approve consent agenda, Noah.
Cole, second.
Verbal vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone against? Motion passes. There is no old business. So now we're going to move right into regular business. Item 10 is the rezoning map amendment for 7810 Abercorn Street, rezoned from BC to RMF 2-25. And Mr. Lotson, I believe we're going to move this.
Yes, sir. Based on the conversation during the pre-meeting, we've had conversation with the applicant as well. Assuming there's nobody who is here to speak or online to speak about this, we'll continue this item to the January 18th meeting.
Okay. I need a motion. Was there a discussion?
Do we need to make sure no one is online to?
Yes, I'm sorry. Is there anybody online that is here?
If anyone is online to speak regarding 7810 Abercorn Street, please use the raise your hand feature so we can recognize you.
Nobody's there. So we'll make a motion for continuance.
Motion to continue, Noah.
Cole, second.
Take a verbal vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone against?
That was dated certain January 18th.
January? Yes, sir. Motion passes. Thank you, gentlemen. Move to item number 11, special use. 2312 Abercorn Street, request for on-sale alcohol consumption with a wine and, how you pronounce that? Charcuterie, I'm sorry. Restaurant. This sounds like some other kind of, whatever. I'm not going there. I'm sorry. Alls I know is meat and potatoes and Italian. I'm sorry. But as I understand, the petitioner didn't make a phone call?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Staff spoke to the petitioner during the break, and this item will also be continued until the January 18th meeting.
Okay, so I need a motion. Or is there any discussion? Is anybody out there, raise your hand feature on your computer that's here on this item? Nobody? Okay. Any discussion? Mr. Noah, make a motion.
Motion to continue to the next meeting.
Cole, second.
Take a verbal vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone against? Motion passes. And item 12, rezoning map amendment, 5820 White Bluff Road, request of a parcel from a BC, which is Community Business District, to RMF 2, Multifamily Residential Zoning District. Ms. Leto, you're going to lead the way.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Melissa Leto, MPC staff. The petitioner, Joseph Ross, is the agent for Savannah Hospitality LLC and is requesting a rezoning of a parcel from BC Community Business District to an RMF 2 Multifamily Residential District. The purpose of the rezoning is to convert the existing hotel into an apartment building. The proposed project consists of converting an existing Homewood Suites hotel into apartments. The existing hotel consists of 102 suites. The proposed facility would have 106 apartment units. The existing hotel amenities would be retained. No changes to the existing site are anticipated, and no grading or paving activities are proposed. The existing tennis court will likely be repurposed into a patio. The site is currently served by the City of Savannah Water and Sewer, and the property fronts both White Bluff Road and also access to Abercorn Street. The parcel has enough density for 30 units per acre. The parking requirements would be one off-street parking space per unit, and the site currently has a surplus of 15 parking spaces for that use. The subject property abuts existing hotel lots to the south, east, and north. To the east of the subject parcel is a military base across White Bluff Road. The proposed RMF2 zoning classification would permit a multifamily apartment complex around existing hotels as well as a military base. There are also two bus stops within walking distance of the subject parcel off of White Bluff Road. The subject per the zoning variance review criteria, suitability and community needs as to whether the range of uses permitted by the proposed zoning district is more suitable than the range of uses that is permitted by the current zoning district. The range of uses permitted under the current and proposed zoning are very different. As you see in the, I have a table attached to the staff report. The proposed zoning would allow for multifamily use, which the applicant is requesting in order to retrofit the existing building into an apartment building. As to whether the proposed zoning district addresses a specific need in the county or city, the city has identified a need for more housing, specifically missing middle housing. The proposed zoning, as well as the proposed use, will align with the city's goals. And within the compatibility section, whether the zoning proposal will adversely affect the existing use or usability of adjacent or nearby property. Based on the location, the proposed zoning is not likely to affect the use or usability of adjacent or nearby properties. As to whether the zoning proposal is compatible with the present zoning pattern and conforming uses of nearby property and the character of the surrounding area, the zoning proposal is compatible with the present zoning pattern. The RMF2 district will result in a similar development pattern that already exists in the area. The zoning proposal would be in conformity with the policy and intent of the comprehensive plan as well. Staff's analysis, the subject property is situated within a series of hotel establishments and across from the Hunter Army Airfield Base. Market demands regarding lodging establishments and affordable housing have created a focus on hotel conversions into dwelling units. The lack of change in use or rezoning for the hotel will result in the development remaining as is. Based upon the existing zoning pattern and character of the area, as well as the review criteria, staff recommends approval of the request to rezone the subject property from BC to RMF2. I am here to answer any questions as well as the petitioner.
Is the petitioner is here?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to come forward? I might make a presentation. State your name for the record, please.
Yes, Rusty Ross. I'm the agent for the petitioner, and I have with me Eli Chester, who is the director of investment for Blaze Capital Partners and is going to be the purchaser of this property. But essentially, I think the staff has given a pretty good summary of what we're talking about here. This is a suites hotel. It's not an individual room hotel. It's a suites hotel made up almost entirely of one-bedroom suites, but they do have a kitchen area and a living area, and of course, bathroom facilities. And it seems like the sort of thing that makes for a good conversion. And obviously, my client looked at this and could have bought it as a motel, but thinks a better use and a higher use at this point is to provide residential in that moderate price range area. So this seemed to be a good conversion. I'm willing to answer any questions y'all have, if you have any.
Any questions for the petitioner? Anybody, commissioner on the computer, raise your hand. No. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Is there anybody in the audience, in the community, wishing to ask a question? Okay. Any discussion? Any questions for the petitioner from commissioners? All right. I'll pull it for a motion then.
Motion to approve staff's recommendation of approval.
Call a second.
We'll take a individual vote. Mr. Jay Melder.
Approve.
Mr. Tom Woodwardy.
Approve.
Dr. Watkins. Is Mr. Dwayne Stevens here? No. Mr. Joseph Irvin.
Yes.
Ms. Karen Jarrett?
Yes.
Ms. Elizabeth Epstein?
Yes.
Mr. Travis Coles?
Yes.
Ms. Yula Parker? She's not here. Mr. Wayne Noah?
Yes.
Mr. Lee Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Laureen Bowles? Is Laureen here? Nope. And Mr. Joe Welch, yes. Motion passes. Thank you, gentlemen. Yes. Mr. Melder was the first one on the list. Yes, sir. City manager. Okay. Next, we have a presentation. That caught you, didn't I? Yeah. Wayne, we got everybody, man. I'm just too fast for you. All right, we're going to go to item 13, and this is the presentation of the 2022 Historic Preservation Calendar. And Mr. Lawson, you're going to lead that for us?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to bring up Leah Mahalik in just a second. She's the Historic Preservation Officer. But before I do that, I did want to do one more thing, is introduce a staff member. If you'll stand, please. This is Mr. Jaquel Jackson. Johnson, I'm sorry. We just had a conversation with Jackie Jackson. But anyway, he's joining us as of yesterday in the Development Services area, so he'll be helping us out. So you'll be seeing him around, and we're happy to have him.
Welcome aboard, sir. Happy to have you.
But as you all know, every year, the Historic Preservation Department has been doing a great calendar. They did a very interesting one this year based on Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, the 25th anniversary. So I'm going to have Leah come up and go through it for you.
Hello, everyone. For those of you I haven't met, I'm Leah Mahalik, Director of Historic Preservation here. And as Marcus mentioned, we do a calendar every year and present it to you. So this year, it's roughly the 25th anniversary. It's right now between, it's 25 years between the book and the movie. So we did 25th anniversary, and I'll just go over briefly the topics. So we compared a bit of the novel with film and highlighted some of the actors and characters. Highlighted Bonaventure Cemetery, and I hope everybody's read the book and has seen the movie. If you haven't, then you need to. You may even learn even more about Savannah. Jim Williams, of course, which is the focus of both. Parks and squares that were featured. Williams's preservation work, which is sort of how this all started, and some of the buildings and properties that he restored. The Lady Chablis and Club One, of course. And some other locals that were featured or helpful during the process. I'll point out Valerie Bowles, who is the basis for Minerva. And then Mayor Floyd Adams Jr., who was instrumental in bringing the film industry to Savannah during his administration. The Mercer Williams House, of course, where Jim Williams was living at the time. So Savannah society groups that are featured in the book and the movie. Jim Williams's trials. Local businesses featured. And then the now Armstrong Kessler Mansion, because that was one of his sort of more prized restorations, Jim Williams. And then, of course, all of y'all, and this is hot off the presses. We just picked it up about 20 minutes ago, the physical version. So I have one for each of you today, but feel free to ask me questions. Where's my mask? There it is. Well.
Yeah, we have Mr. Coles as treasurer.
I think you're the old one.
Was that?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. The PDF is the old one. We fixed it today.
Don't
be looking at that PDF anymore.
Right.
The woman on the very first page, the African-American woman, was that Minerva?
Yes.
Well, she actually worked for my grandmother at Porzio's Restaurant on the weekends. She'd come over from Carolina just to have a little bit to do, and she'd go in the kitchen and clean up.
That's great.
Yeah.
And that's what I love doing, too, that everybody has a little bit more information.
That's her. You could actually sell this to tourists. You know that, right? This calendar would go for some money.
Thank you very much, and it was good to see you all.
Great job. Great job. Thank you. Very well put together.
Mr. Chairman, the other thing that we've got for you in the envelopes that you've got on your in front of you is the disc copy of the 2040 comprehensive plan. So you will have an electronic copy of the document if you need to search it or do whatever you can. And if you've got any, I just want to again thank the staff who worked really diligently on putting this document together. Jackson and her team, as well as the other staff, you know, Ms. Mahalik's staff, you know, Marcus, and the other support staff that participated in our public meetings and other activities that we had in order to pull this together. So wanted to make sure that you had this and that you use it for reference if you've got any questions or if anybody calls you. So thanks again.
And we want to welcome you back, Melanie. I hope you're feeling better and glad to see your face back here at the office.
Thanks.
And this comes to the end of our meeting. I want to wish everybody. Oh, yes, Mr. Noah.
Can we just get an update? Are we moving any closer to, she spoke of the report that we could view.
Yes, absolutely. We basically have been pushing our vendors with regards to getting the television or audio connected. We've run into some supply chain issues like the rest of the world, but we have been promised that the system will be up in January. So that should happen. We've also gotten new computers. I mean, I know you all have them, but we will have all of that connected as well. So
Great. That's
kind of been what the goal is. Of course, with supply chain issues, it's just been really challenging to get that component of the project finished. But that should be done next month.
Thank you. You won't have to hear me say it again, and that's a great Christmas present. So Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I wish everybody a very blessed Merry Christmas and Happy Kwanzaa if you celebrate Kwanzaa. And it's been a tough year for a lot of us, and hopefully this coming year will be much better and we all be blessed. Thank you very, very much. This meeting's over.